It's June 30th, 1981, and we're at Ernest Kingek's house doing an interview on the Utqiagvik site. Do you have any old photos of Utqiagvik that we could look at or copy?
He don't have any.
Why was Utqiagvik a good place for a village?
Well, that was a long story. As long as I know, it's a long story on that. Semma, sivisuurakta kuljaktua saktani tänne summan unautsiavikin ja silangani.
You said it's a long story if he's going to tell about it.
That's okay if he is willing to talk about it.
Saktani. Sivisuurani ja hänipä suunnattu. Uva isma, uvangalina alettua haurakkun inyunen. Uvangal isma ikka loaikaa. I was only born in 1903. Before that, I does not know nothing about it, but I heard from the people.
Yeah, we'd really
whether
like
it be truth or not, I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah. What you heard, we'd like to know.
Nobody living in this place. But way over here is about 7 miles from here, I think it was, Picnic. The people are living there. The Brinny Inukangaro, Una Inuito, Inuingan. Una Guruna, Tamna, Mamma Nuna, U Picnic. Angunia, beginning at a tamany, Makua owl. Then the tea go angunia, we shoot on it.
They used to go and hunt owls in this area.
Uber the kinya, in your hakanga, the pernet. Come my ill ruggler. It's my second year old, he's no ruggler, in your hakanga, the giver. I see a young ill that give on Mahami to a being of it.
Yeah. There used to be, there's some old sad house ruins at Pernet, and also along from Pernet to the point. But those houses are gone.
I see in your school, I don't know. Some man who knows the other in your Tilanga, Kanokloni. You join Ikea. A rally dobre in Yokama, Karim and Lesikama, in Yokaning and Exoctown.
When he became aware of what was happening, there was people living in this town already, at the Adult Camp.
That Kimnasi in Yokanga or Sivo and Pernak, in Yermat Kisani, he joined an only. I don't know why they move here. Where.
The people from Pirnach had moved here to Utqiagvik site when it became aware.
Agranuba, Tatkimya in Uganingman, Una in Yaningman, Novokshuli in Uyangalok Dwak, Tapkok Tabura in Yokakangalok, one Kiavini, Novoglu, Pirnagalo.
At that time, when the people moved from Pernet, there was people living here and at that point,
at the point.
Yeah, there was quite a few people over there.
I see Tapkumne, you wanting me to look at Kimna, no one knew me, I don't care when you're surely no shooting. When I school over, we can have panning metal, and I usually don't have panning metal one. Tell me, you have saw that Kipko and the woman. not always want to bomb it through the language.
When they built the school and the church, the people who were living at the point moved to Kalvik.
Oh, that's probably why.
I see in Yaman, Kaurikama, Tabratamana, Amna, Alana, Siobi Saktangat, Unanak Baruk Nunanga in Marok.
When they moved here, when they were, those houses, those, you know, the place that you guys are checking in,
yeah.
They used to be far from town. I mean,
oh,
from
okay.
Where they were living.
Yeah, where were they living? Where were they living then?
Smigur Iglukat Mani Itchungavat.
Iglukatabra Itchungarup Maloyuru Tabra Kavikama Iglukagunak short. Keep Kogran Iglukavanik Pisurang in Yukusuri that you are in Yalut.
There were some people living at Braga.
I see Tap Kipkunang and you were in a Harawurak to it. Kanang Manas of Sinan Yagrata 1 month in Yukahodik Suri.
There were some houses by the lagoon, near the lagoon, and not far from the lagoon.
On the Brower side or on
or
the barrel
side?
On the barrel side.
On this village here.
Oh, okay.
Taungagla Samapiman, Okoksamanaglan, Igrokangarokamanakarikamali. Tabam Natchakinyuchang.
The houses were up to that, you know, that Okoksi?
No.
Right by Levi Christ's house? That big
oh,
hill.
That's about as far as they went?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see Tamangla ni Lokaman O Koksim Tabranga Abungan Mon Iglora Dingalot Utokai Tape Kwa Kibanga Peranagam in Nut Kakto at Iglora Mitch. Taman Iglora Kangalok Taglan Nutamit in Yukamakanga Igluingalok Tabamna. Utokayaglan, Ibrokluit, Igluet, Kataligan, Tiasurang, Igloro Tavani in your doctor, the grand being a little hoop got here in a way.
There used to be some old South House ruins along the edge from the Koksi Arm on the way. But they've eroded already.
Okay. They were they were along the edge going
yeah,
in the direction towards the old site?
Aglanuva, Tamani Samma, Savak Savene, Igluni Gubanga, Nalurunga, Tokkaktanik. Tokkaktat, Maro Gubeli Simaraka, Igluk, Okoksipta, Prima Samma, Pitkutkia Samma, Kiman, Tanning Mignolia, Togun Igluk Pakaktak. One of our Levitt sons.
Margaret Obi. Margaret Levitt Kala.
Kapkat kuk ringak. Tanning min lelia.
Tafruma
samma iglo psangane. Ingadok iglo kataligak in you begin ala. Somewhere around 1908, I think.
He used to live in a house right behind where George Levitt is staying now, that White House.
Yeah,
George and Sonny Levitt. He said he used to live in that house that while it was still standing.
The one that's, is it eroded away now or?
Yeah, it's already eroded also.
Oh, that was a sod house?
Yeah, something like a old time house. Tamat kwasunik tesu vati kutok kaksati luk kataligat.
He had to go into the underground.
Oh, through the tunnel and then
yeah.
up into the house?
From outside you go down and follow the hallway and then if you climb up to the house.
Oh, you don't have a picture of that house?
They haven't got no door, nothing. It's all open from the house outside.
And it was covered with sod outside?
Yeah, covered with sod.
You don't have a picture of that old house, do you?
No.
Oh, too bad.
That's the kind of a house I lived when I was a little boy. It's warm too, nothing in there, nothing in the house, but two lamps right on the corner of the house. That's where they had the heat on.
What did they burn in the lamps?
Huh?
What kind of fuel did they burn in the lamp?
Seal blubber.
Oh.
Seal blubber or urus. There are a lot of them over there. A lot of houses, but there's, you can never find them, I think. Agrana batao ko pakagbigi saktang ay. Inyo kaktilangan yung nalugit ka agrana sa mga sariliwa gusung na aluak tuta batao ko kanyang tuak tuni. Iglupia mi sumit pakin na kami at yung nakatata. But it looked like a cellar or something like that. Kaka orot kima da tape ko otok ka yang urit ka ubanga nunaman na sa mga paruk sa kaliwaliw kami sa kaliwaliw lai tiyot. Aglaan tamang mga kailak sa kaliwa mo tikisin na kaliwa ni bakaliwa nuna sa kaliwali kami. Dahil na kaliwa, in na kaliwa matubluwa sa kaliwa ka o tayo ko. Aba dahil niyip kapsak to tawag ko katsira ko rin kinatwak to ni aglaan. Ilo ko raka alawa unami o sama. Tama niyong pinahat sa pisawak to rin kami. Ilo ko raka unang alawa kasag mayok. Tamana kaningan ni.
Yeah. He thinks that there's quite a few sellers over there, those small mounds. At that time they didn't dig very far, just up to where the permafrost is. And he said there's quite a few of those where you guys are digging right now.
Oh.
And he don't remember people living there when he was growing up.
Do you think they were using the cellars when you were growing up, or they were abandoned?
They were already abandoned.
I see nalul lautaktunga patavani sumikalakamik samik pakirvikramik igilumik nalul lautaktunga kuliaktunga leitunga tavani.
Some mapraksimaru at Ilanga dukwa sa makatingat tanik kay Kangarok 1950s ni Tawan ikiloro laki nga marok. Mapilyo nga marangit ikiloro at tamakos mga malarabluwit pagkaksak sa mga yun.
Sa mga tayo kwa iso ka amigilo at iso mo biyo taon. Tapos naman sa mga iso ka amigilo at wali niya orang ni tamani tayo kwa kay Kakto at pagkang matakin yung arit ka.
Tama-taman, baka nga maro. Uka nga nga sa lo ilangit.
Uka ko tingang bro, isang ilangit. Bigay. Agrad, pangakparo, kilo mga tilangan, nagtayip ko na luwit, agrad, sinakrakulik, tawungan mo sa ma. Nung nakabit ako lulo, iskasaksim mo, at kanyakto ang arit ka kanyay mo.
He said, he remembers those guys who came up here early, late 50s and early 60s, remember you guys showed us the maps? I mean those.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. He remembered people taking over along the edge. Remember Al Deacon showed us those?
Yeah, it was James Ford around 1931 or 32 was digging around that site.
Yeah, I know some people who are working down there in that time.
At that time?
So, after they had been working down here, they quite a lot been broke down too.
Yeah. Since that time.
Sa makinu na rakaming sa milyan ni pakinyaga di lang at iloro at haba ni. Sa malukiak, Tutat ko ya tap ko iro sulitam na kilwak parung ni ito ang iro paura. Sunaw na. Tap ruma sama, tamani sa gurangan ni iglo kuro at yung ito ang tape ko sa wakak sa suwis kagi yang ang mamilo ak kanyak to ang raha. Kiba niyo si pagnak ton, pagnak ang iglo kuro at yung ito ang ten na iloanin sa mga nibagtak. Sam na tautong iglo amiga aglan. Adlamik aku ni bak pang mik semua paruk ni bak tamik pingat perlek sudah aku temani sebab kami.
Ik pergerak am kasihan kerim senaranin pimatik tau inyum uminganik pakas mami.
Semaki itu bukan jangan aku jalan ni. Kau tak tak tu mah itu orang ni kuliah tak makrat cuma kerana ni semangat kita mana ini gua kembali. Unanis nyak panen ini ngabluding time ukur ukur dia ini ngabluit begai. Time yang ni ubang ini ubi ngara itu kata liga ini lah kami pingar.
Is it he only remembers that the houses that used to be along the edge, and those are the only houses that he can remember of. And he lived in one of them, stayed in one of them.
What were the natural resources that made that a good place to live?
Okay.
Yeah, like water or animals or something like that that made it a good place to live, hunt.
I don't know how to translate natural resources. I mean, how would you say it in other words?
There was probably a good, there must have been a good place around to get water.
A
lot of people like to have houses along the shore, not too far from the shore.
I don't know why they built the house that way. Aglanova Angunyak tot came at the Yani Tarim and Unyak tot Sinani Ted Nahalugi to call me out in his not.
I think it might be because of they go hunting a lot down at the ocean. And they'd like to have houses close, not too far from where they hunt.
Was that a gathering place for people?
Kasimma bing kariguni kima ra besiuga lawai. Agla samma kariga taimani kataligami inyuni akama siya diptigni ingarwak. Tamatuma samma kuokum akrag nangani igro kahuni tamma biyak. Igro nanik toat. Aku si ikut kawan beliau tahu ni kalau dia pun si lebat kuayak. Sama tap kuah ikut naja kuat teman yang kerja nama kerja ingan eksewak di semarang. Kesemarang apa dia tinjau tap kuah.
Semitu
sama George lebat kum ikut mata. George lebat kuri keluar sama tamat kuah ikut tamat kuah tahu ngat tuat nanek tua sama. Pingat pelgal waktu.
One of the old cottages is located where George Levitt's house is, not far from there.
Where the gathering place was.
Oh.
That's what they call cottage in Eskimo.
Yeah, cottage.
You remember that?
Gathering place.
What was the name of it?
I don't know. I can never tell you the name of that.
Yeah. What were the other communities around here that people travel to?
Arilamik tap tama asia gun kasi mabing mikpi ismang chungo bunga aglan tumra inyo wakama tayo mani angutit sanat ane yakso abigisyo naksangat tam na ukoksek ublumi sabak kahuting anakam mago sabagi kaming takanungan yakso kayako angutit sungay niya.
He remembers after they two work all day, the men used to gather in the evenings at the Ukoksek.
Coxic?
Uh-huh.
Where was that?
You know that big hill? Right near Levi Craig's house?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right behind his docks. That big mount, the biggest mount. The guys used to gather there mostly every evening and make plans for hunting and everything. That mount used to be the biggest hill in town, but it's, a lot of people have been taken there. And there used to be another smaller mount right next to it, but it's gone.
What other communities did people travel to visit? I know you mentioned earlier Nuvuk. Were there any other places that they used to visit back and forth?
He said people used to come in from the point to go get grub, and the other place that he remembers is that Brower store in Brower, though.
So many cows, and then when the cows come out, you know, in your car, you lale go. But that was a maco, and it's a magazine, Nuna mute. Pani nunami inyuni akto et tamat komara nunami unittai syukkangit inoksaavik sumi nunai jaat. Kukil juttua ura hodik tänne inyuruat upinaa kraama guli maunga pito asuun miut. Saavik nyul maunga pito asuut. Ukurakni akto et tamalza ukurunik natsikinik sunik ukurunik sunik ukurakni akto et tamaunga pito asuun miut. Nunami tamat kuasi. Mane khuragne qahuting utekhudik takpaunga shulin nunaminna.
In during the springtime, the people from inland used to come to the coast to collect some sea oil and other seafoods. But they didn't, at that time they didn't have no permanent villages. They were always traveling inland, and that's what they call nunaminna.
Anguni yagayaksin yagudik tamatkua Nunamitu at maunga pitokala et sudaklaa suli ilingisali anguramingini tatpani akitsahudik pisuudut tuniokkaibjuti amminik tuttudaminginik kapinik sunik amakkonik sunik ilingisali pikidaminginik ivalukkalavak tunibluwa siivunik saavingini teinna okruksisigibluwa amiksisigibluwa natsikinik teinna hudin tamaunga urut.
The people from Minnan used to bring caribou skins, caribou meat, wolverines, wolves, and sinew, and they used to trade it for seal oil and seal skins when they came in from Minnan.
What time of year did they usually come in?
In springtime.
Springtime?
Yeah.
How have things changed at Utqiagvik that you can remember from the old days?
What is that?
How have things changed here at Utqiagvik from the old days?
Tam namumiyo.
Kanuwok taman na simbinga ba? Inyuni ako siya.
Taip ko. Kanuklo na may simmek pa, tamara tangit. Simmeksit kaatikut. Tänne juunia asiakaanea aluaktikut, mä kuotan niitä kaineet pataan. Kakanaksi väitsyni vaan tänne suoltaan taas. tenna allang ti kadut atam ne yone au sek bra allang o ye kalu au nakto tenna so tam tani tatani tami ping pi pan tenna so le to ye ku te mani sim
we would stop be using our old ways of living if the white people hasn't come up. They have made our living easier. Otherwise, we wouldn't have changed our lifestyle if it wasn't for them. For you guys.
You're giving us too much easy stuff or something like that, like this one.
Did you ever work for Burnell when he was hauling coal from Atkasuk?
Sama katinga bingo at Burnell, tamani alon ni pangakakasayos siyuman.
Sama katinga ti agran aluwak tohorunga sa banginik.
Oh, he used to get coal from. He never worked with him.
Ikay na kanya nga sama kata at Burnell.
That guy, old man over there? Shokluk?
Yeah.
That he used to work with him. He used to live up there. I mean, he lived up there until he died.
That was my brother.
That's your brother?
Mm-hmm.
And he used to work for Burnell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
His family is up there.
In Atkasuk?
Uh-huh.
What's his family name? What is it?
Shokluk. Peter Shokluk.
Shokluk.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when your family changed from using the seal blubber to using coal or some other kind of fuel? When that would be?
Utsiawe kona inigo kama aluak pin ngarukubani. Utsiawe utabra ikumarito alawa ukulok. Ukulok lis. Saya mengajukan sekolah tu awal susu nasi pisang lima, ukur kenyang. Mana ikut mati ikat asyik sulit tak ayuh mesti berat kejuik. Tapi ikut mati tu alam itu asyik aku beti ku sulit. Anjung kimnya, pitch point. Anjung kat kimnya itu agak tio atau berasing ambil pada. Tapi ada yang kamera ikut mati tu alam itu mana. Driftwood.
Yeah.
I drifted by the ocean. Something like, looked like a drease somewhere. Tamaunga tipisuge. Tamara tamat kuak sugi bruji pisugi but napaktut. Simma sumay sakabaktat tagayom.
He said that when he became aware, the only thing they used was the seal plopper and the driftwood that was coming in from the ocean.
Okay, what did they use the driftwood for? For cooking, or?
Yes, burning the stove with.
But did they use seal plopper in the stove also?
Mm-hmm.
Both. Do you remember?
Aglano wa temane kaureka takama kataligame inyukama.
The place he stayed at, you know, right behind George Levitt's house, they said they didn't have a stove in their own house. Ceylon lamps.
Then the Puyo Vakahlugo, Nunanik Puyo Vyokhlugo.
When they did their cooking, they used to do their cooking out in the porch, and they'd bear a hole on top of the seal.
And you cooked with?
That is where they cooked.
And you cooked with driftwood?
Driftwood, or even a blubber or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes.
They never cook inside the house, just out at the porch.
So the lamps inside the house were for a light?
Not only for light, but use it for cooking too.
Cooking?
but slow.
And then later on, you started using driftwood, or same time, or what?
Same time.
Same time.
That's the only thing you could find when you want to cook something on fire.
Did you cook on a stove, or was it an open fire?
No, from outside.
An open fire?
Open.
Then do you remember when you started using coal?
Alors, tu vois, ici, ma gueule, on a mis carré, quand on a voulu, on a cliqué tout, comme qui m'a nous coupé à l'eau, comme alors, tu m'as dit, ici, ma gueule, on a eu. A grand, on m'a lu, à tout d'accent, à son, à tout bon, et qu'à vous, et tu vois, et bon, et t'es mené. On m'a lu, et puis, on a eu, c'est ma longue, moi aussi. Ça va rien, à si vous travaillez mieux, à tout d'accent, car le goût.
The only time they started using coal was when Ed Pernell started going back and forth from Atkasip to Barrow, when he started bringing in the coal.
Do you remember what year that was?
I don't remember myself. But, I think you could find in what year they Ed Pernell started working on that from Samuel Simon.
Samuel Simon?
Yeah, he's John Wainwright.
Oh.
He was working with him too.
Oh, yeah.
Or either Henry Nasonic.
Henry, okay. Yeah. He worked for Ed Pernell also?
Mm-hmm. These two are, this one, that one over there, that's the man who was working for Ed Pernell.
Okay, it was your brother?
Yeah, that's what he's called.
Henry Nasonic and Samuel.
If you want to find out what year they started working on that, maybe they could tell you.
What kind of changes did you make when you started using coal?
Initially?
How did you cook with coal?
Well, tam no na ko bati ok par ma na khir ok ma deni ok fi pinga sung na to ma ko sto di ni laning mata sto electioning ma that is where we buy the stove.
Everybody had stoves.
Okay.
Wood stoves, but they also used the coal inside the wood stoves.
Oh.
That was just when we were going to...
Yeah, I remember we had one.
Yeah. They were still using coal and wood then, right?
Uh-huh.
Before the natural gas.
Uh-huh. We used coal and wood in our stoves when we were growing up, before we had natural gas.
Alwak tu te kau ngarut ikau renik. Pani uwa gut nenek ak tokap ta nuna si okap ta ikau rak 5 gallon can. Ina beli okalu alwak tu te sumi.
They choose when they were out hunting, or some people in town would choose those 5 gallon cans.
Make a stove out of it?
Yeah, and use coal. And that's what they call Ikarak.
Ikarak?
Uh-huh.
That was the name for that kind of stove?
Uh-huh.
Have people used that Utqiagvik site for anything that you can remember? You were talking about them using it as a gathering place for... in the evening. Has anything else been going on out there in that open field where the big mountains are, since you can remember?
He
don't remember much of what's been happening over there. But I think one of the main settlements here was because of whaling. People would come over here and whale, close, not too far from, you know, where they whale. It would be a good whaling place.
How do you teach young people about the Utqiagvik site today? Are there any songs about it?
Let
me see that question. Utqiagvik kanok qasrigaqsim kanok utam.
Asi inyok ilitsoe lautanga de bakangune ane mik tage mi mane ilitsoe ngaro ilisimaro sikolo nae pek toklugo sarbanga lu tageom nae pek toklugo anguneak tua kenyuk tageom mi anguneak oro asi sarbanga gun sarbak sama ilisimai si tage mi mane ilik toga taramik from south or from north. Tabletakuk sahabak di semalak lagi kini umangunya aktuan. Ubangale angunya lesikama. Ubam nek ilicuan yang halu ilicuan ada. Aul lakama angunya yang sahlunga mangga unungan mon. Kupak satu kasukapku tu halu kibi halu lunga. Ilicuan suklu kanun nami sahabak tilanga. Asil coyan ikap ko sunnami sahabakane kaman. Nangi anak tuap tunganin sahabakane kaman unungak paruk tulay chunga. Asil wangami sahabakane kaman unungak paruk letuak tunga lupisudunga. Nangi anay chok wangami sahabakaman. Asil kiwangami sahabakaman. Siko awlauro ko jane kilamik. Utsahabik kun buuna. Kuliah tahu di suit kita anguni anak tahu di tahu mi aglan nangi anak tahu kun tahu mi anguni ani kun kuliah tahu di suit kiri saya di suit kita asih makku angut itu bangali nyuwak tak kai di sema kat tahu nak kanu anguni awi saya macam.
He said the only thing he taught his kids, all his boys, is about how to tell about the ice when they're hunting. He said when the wind is coming in from that way, that direction, the ice is...
That's from the east?
Uh-huh. The ice moves real fast, and then when it's coming in from... The wind is coming in from this side.
From the west.
You can go... You can travel further down the ice without worrying too much. And he said he taught his boys about that. He said that's one of the important things.
Aglan, tamanatkan ang isawa ng isuwit kalaway ang din makunungan maklektum nuli asi suli ubang ng kawin ng isawa ng isuwit pangan mo nang unay ay ane ang mata apkos suli apkon ngasisyo ayaw nakatukyo pangan mo nang unay saktumi. tuktunik sunik iwak lek sunik anak tok tunik sunik pangan muna lak tunik ayok nak tok pama pamung asi inyong anak yak tok tam angunyak tam nunap tungan man utkera wip sumik ilanga ili simarak laka syuga sutikon nalau tamigon nunami.
He also taught his kids to hunt up in land. And when you go up in land, you have to know which way Paro is by trails. And when you go up hunting that way, you can go.
Where did you go hunting inland? Whereabouts?
Well, you could go on up, way up, if you can ever find any Garabo or something, good place for hunting. Then I walked out of the city, put my clear up. None of the doctor named Makuninga Bishukanik, my clear up, being a doctor of land to do Ibak Tony, was a good of Yanni.
When you go out hunting for, when you go out trapping for foxes, you don't have to go very far, but when there's not caribou around, you have to go further up.
What did people used to do here at different times of the year? What did they do here at different times of the year? What kinds of things? Like there's a time for whaling, and then there's another time for, maybe for hunting caribou.
Tam nawa, angun yang nak awak siang nak me punak ramu gua awak siang nak tikit curuk. In May,
uh-huh.
Or just a little before May, last part of April or something like that.
They did whaling in May.
Asi sile, ukiyame, in October, awak siang nak sulit tikit curuk. Kawan kami je, in mata.
Also fall whaling in October, September, October.
Asi nunami mane angunianak, sukulika angunianak to.
You can go up hunting inland any time of the year.
Aglan makuninga pisukane angunianak to ni open season kaung ang medo ako si. Tamat kununi talaga niya tigon kayok to tigon lusu tigon angunianak to ni kunijaro tigon. Aglan, if you want to go up for caribou hunting any time, in the winter time or in the summer time, spring time, Angmanok Tam.
Yeah. There used to be only open seasons for trapping.
Oh, okay.
But you can go hunting for a caribou any time of the year.
Well, fishing or something like that any time is open. Grandmother Pangmapa came out and Makua because of Shokluta Pangmapa Mura closer to the new law to get cut like a migatiot.
But right now, you know, they came out.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about.
Made a lot of regulations, hunting regulations.
Yeah, I was asking about the old days before they had the game.
Well, there's something that's coming to us, too. Tebra, pit koran makua came warden in Lactang and allowed Niala, which you grow root up talk, Tame and Unianak, but Maran Kangara like me, but to the good law, should you.
He said the there have been a lot of changes ever since the old days, since the game warden came up here. And we have to go hunt by the regulations nowadays. Not that open anymore. I mean, you just can't go up there and do it because of the regulations.
Oh, can you list the animals that they catch around Utqiagvik?
Taigo manak pigigok tamani angunyao rang nagerutit.
Taigo manak singam gitu kano ba isang. Mane tangayume nagrogi tangunyak tat in New York. Lem ang mabitot na kilo mara urulyo ang mabitot sumilikata tukto ni ang unianak tukto ay brilyo. Kamat ko tayo may iglaktot na gilukit abang nga may iglakot at teramik. Agrano ba ukiyo me na chin makwa urulyo pilatuk even in the winter time, in the summer time, sikokatwaman tamat ko na chilo urulo tawong na ayotin tawong na yachot. Agla tamat atwalo ka abrilo ay abrilo bibig siktikin mat kaisur sumit time.
Is it the seals and bird seals and those sea animals are always coming in from the west. And you can hunt seals or buried seals all year round. But there's walruses and whales that come in a certain time of the year.
Pama, naipiktura ko tapang mabag. Sa mga akaw, ay bagay sa uti ang ngalawin ito. Tapang nga may kaisak siya ang ngalawin ito. Ang malaan nito sa aniyak to, siguro ko na kami sikwilo akpan. I booked on
it.
You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. I booked.
This time of the year, the walruses comes in.
There might be someone. Taki yung iglektoto, iglekoto, paane nunamid to ni. Sama, kangayim niya naktubing midlakama, upinakami. July ngoman, abang ngamin iglekoto na suta naktubing na lautlubing. Try to talk about doubting. No, write to some about 2-3 days. You will go to today and not to see you. Abang, I mean, come on, man. I see Ukia Amagusuli York somewhere around October. And October surely not allowed to Abang and Musuli Lego to Tamatko.
He said when he was living at an October, caribou used to travel to the east from the west in July, and they'd be herds of caribou that travel for about 3 days without ending. And then in October they'd go back using that passage that Nunavik has a passage.
Aglan, kanahotik marra, tayo nagligo magayso bang ano lugalawat ka aglan tayo nagligo lugalawak si malo tatpane na ipektok tunay aglanu ba maungak tunay tutusuli tamare tamani ichurut iglagalu ko jag latao tung na yuchurut gilani tamani ukiok na atlu ko ichurut asi ilang ako suli ukiom mani tutunay kanin itao tung na yuin mo masasi mani sinaliro makano nakit tutto kao mio gilani uvani tutto isitlu.
He said that there's a difference when you live here or up there. Sometimes here there wouldn't be any caribou around when there's some in the other villages. So they go all over.
What about plants? Were there any plants around here that people used, or berries?
What?
Were there any plants or berries?
Mani wong narenik. You saw me, but...
Narenik?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that myself. Mani narenik. Uwani ktabini. Pakan niakto ni sikilig nakto.
It's difficult to... some in this area.
There's some Makwamaza Akpignik Taisu Rabut Nagaka Amurvagnik Makwalo leaves.
Yeah.
Soon Makuninga. Pakanaho Galom and Mani Tarif Sinan in Renak to it.
You can find those long green leaves that they use here. Not too far from here.
What long green?
Kung lenyang masamak ko pisiu rebut na ro tamat ko leaves.
Nani tawong na nawo lang. I told you that they dig some of those. I should look it up in at our planning department.
Oh, when we were talking to Andrew, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But were they coming? Yeah.
Uganyam tamako pahirakulenga mirangit.
Yeah.
Uganyam.
Kebra, mana sen mae imna kami apa ni? Imna kami mana bisiko tahu si dia ni si pakai cumi nak sih ngasih unak tu isem.
Iya, aku mulak dia aku
mula. Like I'm newborn.
Yeah. Aha.
Agla sama mangga, awal lelak tu ni pawang, somewhere around at kasuk, or either at pawang kami alu ramun awal lelak tu ni, ak piknik, naga ka kanut sini nauruanik, pakai nauru, niwe guru lijangit, jangan ni sumi.
He said that you can, if you go out fish camps or around the Pacific, you can find some bears, salmon bears.
What was the most important food at Utqiagvik?
Just like I had it right here, right from white people. But mostly I like to eat Eskimo, something like whale meat, seal meat, walrus meat, caribou meat, or something like that. That is what I like to eat.
Which one do you like the best?
Hmm.
He named all of those.
All of them the best?
Anything I get for here at Barrow, fish, caribou, whale.
You can get any kind of meat all year round if you hunt. All kinds of meat. So they eat that all year round. The people.
Let me tell you this. Uba kubak, teburam nubunga, nakleksop singa, tanik tanik. Nikipianik tanik tanik, nagaka tanik tanik. Asi suri sana ngahaliraliwit nikipianik. Mane angurabtiknik. Nikisakkaani ang itchunga tanik tanik. Tiusakkaani aktunga inyugutigiramnik nikipianik.
He's using an example of if we were to bring some food, one side for, you know, the Hoi people eat, and the other side where they hunt, you know, subsistence meat. He said he'd rather eat the ones that they caught here instead of eating the Hoi people's food.
Just like you will do the same as me, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd probably have bacon and eggs instead of
Is that Utqiagvik site where those old mounds are still important to you today?
What's that?
The old mounds out there at the Utqiagvik site, are they still important to you today?
Ubat tinggal kima dah, sunah begitu doa lu juga ngapingit keluar kagran, sumi kan nak siut awi minyak tua mikit tu nak tinggal naga katu dalu tinggal pakai cewi, pati juga ngah siut keluar amit ka, kanu kima dah kecuh nama dulu baru kanu kenyunya awal sini tape kau soal tangan nyik nalar, ilip sium ni sama nalar si tape kau kenyunya tinggal nyik. Wangap tak aku dicawat orang kalau ame orang type kuai nyuni sini saya ingat seranyang ini. Naluru di lokat type kuai kini ipta nyuni tinggi ini. Agar lima minggu tuh lalu type kuai anggunnya aku tinggi yang aku tahu belum ah di sini orang kalau aja.
He said if they found anything over there, it would be You know the things that they used to use a long time ago?
Yeah, the artifacts.
Uh-huh. They said it would be for the young people to know what they find.
It's something like this. Samaki mani, ibakalak suat mani ang alaganak sana ibakalak suat tape ko sa singin ni pagkatawod. Ang unya kami sa singin ni nagakasawaw tingin ni pagkatawod. Masa pagkatangit kanya na orot ululadlo naulalo ulimautilo uyang ni sabad. So, some children are not aware.
He said there's a lot of young people that don't know what they used to hunt with, you know, like spears and.
Yeah, who?
And all those things are made out of old stones.
Who taught you about geodic sight in the old days? Who was your teacher?
Who is my teacher? Ini saudara cuma bunga tai mana ini goni aku mah nukat piaru ngama angaya kahagi ngablung mah agalah di uang ni kini keluwit ini usahak tengit ini ngagit ka ini ukir mah angun yak tom irak tolu isat kuni pilih ke agalah kakit keluwit ikiranan pisu gaye ini mangun yak tom tagai minunan ni. Asyik semula makam, ikhikan dalam nafkit unak paudalo, unane anguniutit kubralo kenyanguitka. Asyik tamat jatau tu klu jinji sewaat tengah jubangali ilitinga doa.
He said his parents died when he was young, and then the way he found out was by himself just by looking at their hunting gear. In those days, the people who hunt never hide their things. You know, hunting gear.
They never hid them?
Uh-huh. He just by looking at them.
Oh, where were your parents from?
My parents is from Nunamiut.
Nunamiut. Inland.
Yeah, his ancestors are from Nunamiut.
Niglek area? The area around Niglek?
No, it's somewhere. Sumik Nunawen, Niguanga Korea, Omnichunga Nunamiut, Tamatkoaglan, Nichoinga, Nagrotiting Malik to Haluji, New Rogur.
They were nomadic.
They don't have a place like Utkavik, but they're always part of their. Animal, something like a caribou, whatever the caribou moved down the south, they followed them, even in the winter, in the summertime. I see then, in Unia Hudik Tauk, in Unia Lua coming Pika Nunangaruk, in October. The Pika Nunatapina, Napakfa, Lukat, Nunamir, Nunang, Inad, Umatum Savage, Unilibu.
He's just like the people at an Anaktuvik Pass. He just made a settlement not very long ago,
yeah,
early 60s.
Yeah.
He said his parents traveled like those people there, following the animals.
Have you ever been interviewed about these things before?
Tamakwani ako, ukasa ka nga rin si Bonnie. Inyum nun, alda nun.
No.
Sama. Magpagali yung larang ang galawa ay ka. Iga nga. Inyum ni ane ma kinikamalo at ukamalo ba nga aglaan inyum nun kuya to ang ikiya.
He said he made a small report of himself, but he was never shown it to anybody.
Oh, a tape?
I'm making a tape to Alex Clint over in California.
Alice?
That Alice Clint is Walden Amawak's daughter. She lives in California.
She was a lot of people in the last year. You know, I got a punona to cocktail tape num, tape leolo, sabacumago. I see a galop kunuvanga, tape leonara, about 6 or 7 tapes like this. I see tap got tape tabung of the nugget, moving away.
He said he made about 7 tapes, and then he sent them out to this one person, Alice Glenn, and she translated them into English.
Oh. Is that report available?
Well, kano kano kasi matigil magasya tama ba nga lugi ka tama glan piga.
You might still have the report.
So, the young and the child love look at I'm going to look at the tape.
He said he talked about how they used to hunt them. He thinks that report would be up to the people at school.
Yeah. What do you think about this archaeological project that they're doing out here?
I know they work some is the material that we go all around the world taking it.
Cuba. Kanu kumbang ay sumati kita gran mada museum na palo kumbang ay sawap ta kranga ni pagkakto pata kumbang ay sumati siyubit kapani kukilu kama ilan ni museum nun isa kama litsisurunga kanu kule nunakit ang unia ko sa kakilangan ni madaki museum nun isa ni I panic, sending to Cocktonic, Angonia on the Niglo Picard. Surely, never knew Tinic, Tautum Nord. Kirumi Savagronic, Nagaka, Sunit Savagronic, I panic, sending Tautum Nord. I see then the chimney set Tony Ilchina Hold of Yanni, Tap Golden Nakit, so how telling you, Tamanic Sennic. Asi tenna se kubung ana pani akpar jong tenna chini ki makala go kijung na apsi tau tungai chote ko angne a singin ni ili chibi ni a
mi ga. He said it would be good for the young people. If they found the artifacts from there, if they put them in the museum, they would learn how the people used to hunt and what utensils they wear. They cook with. It would be good for our children to learn. But the old, you know, those artifacts.
You see, when I gone up to Fairbanks or either Anchorage, I've been visiting them some museum. So I see a lot of Eskimo style hunting. So from that museum, I learned something that the people I never see long.
Is that the museum at the university?
No, I don't never been there. I was just visiting the museum over in Anchorage and Fairbanks. I don't know what they call it. I don't know the name of it.
There's one museum at the university. I don't know of any other one.
That's the one he saw? He said he saw one in Fairbanks?
The one
it's
at the...
It's probably the one.
Yeah. They got a big new one now.
Where at?
Up in Fairbanks?
Yeah, they just opened a new one last year.
Where, in the Fairbanks?
Yeah, in Fairbanks.
Which building?
It's a new building. Oh. It's up on Westridge.
In Fairbanks, it was a very small house I was visiting. some little old stuff they had it in there. It's what they call a museum.
Oh, maybe that was a long time
Small
ago.
Small museum?
That first museum they had in Fairbanks was small. He's talking about that.
Yeah, the one at the university?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it used to be pretty small. It's very big now.
Yeah.
It's nice.
At the unique Sunday gloom, Yahana Savang and you took Cockton, Picassima, the Hungry on any good time at Tokyo. Some got the Cockton and the Louis Lassen.
He said he don't know the name of the museum.
Well, that's the end of the interview.
The robot
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the tape.